Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay. So I want folks to understand, we have to choose as a country how we're going to live and who is going to have rights in this country. We have to choose as a country how we're going to live and who is going to have rights in this country. Mm-hmm. We can go the Democrats' route of murder, mayhem, no right to safety, no right to self-defense, the worst murderers walking among us while we are stripped of our firearms and any ability to defend ourselves, and silenced and sent to prison if we complain about it online, if we're even allowed to in a future Democrat regime where, of course, the FBI resumes its all-powerful status as censor. That sound crazy?
Yeah.
It's already happened in the UK, and I want folks to look long and hard today at what just happened in the UK, because it is so jaw-dropping that it will make all of this outrage, righteous outrage, that needs to happen to protect this country over the murder of that beautiful Ukrainian immigrant on that light rail line. If we do not fight like we are fighting for our last breath against what Democrats are doing with these criminals, I want to paint you a picture of the way that we will live. Do you remember by any chance, because it was a huge story in the news, Lee?
Yeah.
The 7/7 London bombing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Blew up a bus.
Yep.
Killed 56 people in the UK. 56 innocent people. When they caught him, his name, Haroon Aswat, is a avowed terrorist, member of Al-Qaeda, told you that, wanted you to know, didn't hide it. In fact, he had worked to set up an Al-Qaeda terrorist training camp, then went to the UK, blew up that bus. It's called 7/7 London. So for them, it's 7/7. For us, it's 9/11. Let me repeat that. Killed 56 people. This is the logical outcome of where the left is going worldwide. Where do you think he is today? Oh, surely he's behind bars,
well,
right?
He would think, yeah.
No. No, he's out. What? He's out. They let him out yesterday. 20 years in prison. Not even a year for each body. Heck, he did 6 months. Who cares? He is of the protected political class. Understand that is how the left looks at this. It does not matter if there are 56 bodies or 156 or 556. They don't care. He is a vote. He is a walking, breathing vote. We have got to get this through our heads. What happened on that light rail line in Charlotte ain't nothing compared to what they will allow. They would prefer to let people like DeCarlos Brown Jr. out as soon as they commit the murder. Oh, do you doubt me? Let's go look at what just happened in Germany. This is a worldwide left-wing movement. An Islamic man decides he would like to rape whatever woman wanders by on, their subway. That's normal in Germany. They're allowed to do that. He's an illegal immigrant, so he has Uber rights. An American tourist tries to interfere. A beautiful man who was a model, probably never will be again, given the fact that his face was turned into meatloaf. Yeah, it made the rapey illegal immigrant mad that he wasn't able to complete his rape of the young woman. So he simply stabbed the American male who got in his way again and again in the face. You should go look at the video of him. He did an interview on Fox News. There is a massive slash down the middle of his face that will probably never return to normal. And he doesn't think he can model anymore. That's what he was doing. How long did they detain the guy who did this? By the way, had a long criminal record. Yeah, 12 hours. I'm sure he's back on somewhere, trying to find a cute woman to rape, because they can. This is not an accident. This is a continuum of where they're going, Lee. So I want to tell you just for a second, I want to get you to react to what just happened with Haroon Aswad, because this is, it's all connected. Light rail line in Charlotte, same story with the left. Haroon Aswad's now only 50, so he has many years to murder many more dozens of people. He spent 20 of those years since 7-7, since he murdered the 56 in a terror attack in jail in the U.S. He was then extradited to the U.K., where he was held in a mental institute. That was back in 2022, goes back to the U.K. Detained in a secure hospital, they say he has a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia. He is still a committed jihadist. So nothing has changed? No. No, nothing's changed. In April, High Court Judge Mr. Justice Jay oversaw an application by the Metropolitan Police for a notification order for Aswad's release. They want to monitor him when he is back with his family in West Yorkshire. The judge was told Aswad, listen to this, by the mental health professionals, Aswad still poses a risk to the public as mental illness exacerbates his religious extremism. They let him go. This is your future, America, if you don't fight with everything you have. They will call you a racist. Fight anyway. Because you know what? There is a beautiful young black woman, as beautiful as that Ukrainian immigrant. I don't know if you've seen her picture. She's gorgeous. She's dead. She was murdered by an illegal immigrant, and she counts too. Baltimore, y'all. You want to live that way? Because this is where this ends. They blow up 56 of us and walk free. Because we are not the right political class, and the bomber is. And that's where we are late this morning. I just want people to know how this story ends. Or we win. We retain our free speech, right? By the way, you know what they're outraged about in the UK this morning? You know who's still in prison? Moms who criticize illegal immigration to the UK after multiple people were stabbed, murdered, including little girls. That they are still in prison. Over 3,000 of them, they are political dissidents, every bit as much as the political dissidents that we once prayed for and fought for in Soviet Russia, except they're in UK jails. And this is the direction the West is going. This is how serious this is. By the way, Lee, one more thought. I'm telling you this right now. Those national police that monitor social media posts in the UK, you criticize this guy. You criticize his murderous Islamic philosophy, and you will have your door kicked in, because that is the law in the UK. You will be in prison and he will be out. They didn't fight. Not hard enough. So that's where they are. We don't want to be there. We are the elite right now. You're saying we're the last free country on earth. Last free country. The left has a lockdown on everybody else. So I'm done. I didn't mean to go on.
That's your last comment, though, reminds me of Ronald Reagan. You know, the shining light on the hill.
Yeah, we're it. That's it. Again, if Elon Musk leaves this country today and sets foot on European soil, he's under criminal investigation for allowing free speech in France. He will likely be arrested. Likely. Or they may just wait till Trump leaves office. I don't know. He can't leave this country because he lets you have free speech every day. Understand that.
Maybe that's why he's trying so hard to get to Mars.
Well, yeah, maybe it's free there. I mean, I don't know. Can the British police follow him there? I don't know. The atmosphere is so good.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll fix that. I don't know. Generate oxygen or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I saw Total Recall.
Yeah, no, but in all seriousness, I mean, to watch that this morning and the gut punch that is, and to understand where the left is going with this.
Yeah.
You know, it's really frightening.
And then when you hear the comments of the mayor, the initial comments of the mayor of Charlotte.
Vi Lyles. I know Vi really well. She used to be one of my sources. She was assistant city manager. She is a raging left wing lunatic. Well, I used to talk to this woman every week.
Her initial statement sounds like that about this situation in Charlotte, where she doesn't make any mention of the victim.
No, she wouldn't. You can't in their world, under their moral system, because the victim is white and the attacker is black. You cannot. It would be a faux pas in the circles she travels in, which are elite white liberal circles. She's half black, but it's their culture. That's how it is. You would never, because it would make black people look bad. And again, Lee, here's the funny thing. DeCarlos Brown Jr.'s mother doesn't see him as a black man or a statistic or a political football. She begged for him to be incarcerated because he was a schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. She begged. She's black, too. She doesn't see him as a black man. She sees him as her son who was sick, and she knew people needed to be protected from him, especially because, Lee, he had attacked family members physically.
Well, law enforcement in Charlotte knew that he needed
to yes, people they did their job.
And law enforcement did their job, but the judicial system and the state legislature and the governor's office and the mayor and all those who are making excuses for criminal behavior, regardless of race. Race has nothing to do with it in my mind.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't.
What in my mind is you have an individual that escaped a war-torn country coming to a nation that should be free and should not have to be concerned about taking public transportation, and you have a maniac that just out of nowhere, completely unprovoked, stabs a woman to death. Race has nothing to do with this. I could care less what the race of either the victim or the perpetrator is. It has nothing. It is the lack of freedom, the lack of justice, the lack of a proper judicial system and penalties for and consequences for you know, bad behavior. That's the problem.
Now, look at the game that's being played by the Democrats here. OK, Josh Stein, the governor of the state, he is the former attorney general. He oversaw the prosecution of this guy for years. Out the door, out the door, out the door. What did he propose yesterday? Watch what they're doing. It's brilliant. He says, oh, we need more police. No, police did their job. They arrested him 14 times. That's not the problem.
Over and over and over again.
The problem, Governor Stein, you spineless sack, is that you let him out again and again and again. You know why? He had suspended sentences over and over. He was sentenced again and again and again to crimes. Once you commit another crime, when you already have a suspended sentence, it triggers the last sentence. He had over six of those that I could find. Your system is violating the law by not triggering those suspended sentences. He should be in prison. Where, by the way, Lee, once you lose your rights in prison, the good thing for you, if you are mentally ill, you get help. You get help, the help his mother wanted. His mom doesn't see him as a black man. She saw him as her son who was sick and would hurt people. The system wouldn't see him like that. The system, run by Democrats, sees him as a vote. Less than human. A vote. And his victim, not human at all.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maniac liberal judge, North Carolina judge, who released DeCarlos Brown Jr. in January, despite his mother's pleas, despite the fact that he had hurt family members, despite the fact she knew he'd hurt somebody again, it didn't matter to this judge. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes freed DeCarlos Brown Jr. in January before he slaughtered Irina Zarudzka. On April 22nd. He had a litany of previous arrests, including armed robbery and assault, was allowed to walk free. Judge thought it'd be cool if she wrote him a written promise to show up, despite being told he's schizophrenic. Have you ever dealt with a schizophrenic person? My dad managed one for years. God bless that man. He was my aunt's husband, so not a blood part of our family. He relocated to Charlotte. And he did fine when he was on his medication, but he'd go off from time to time, and wow, what a mess. He became dangerous. I would beg, Dad, I don't care if it's raining, don't put him in your car. And it would be hard for my dad. My dad's a very good person. He would want to pick him up. I mean, I'm like, this is a guy that is banned from multiple restaurants on the streets he frequents because he's dangerous. And when he's off his meds, You can't interview. My dad's such a good person. He really is. He's always trying. It's a different stray dog every week with my dad. That's how he is. He's the best person. But I finally had to like lay the smack down. Like, Dad, stop it. We need you. My kids need you. They need you more than he does. If he's not on his meds, that's on him. This judge didn't care. And maybe because she shouldn't have been a judge. She was actually a magistrate. She didn't have a law degree. The qualifications to be a magistrate in Charlotte Mecklenburg, listen to this. So this is funny. 4-year college degree or a 2-year degree and 4 years of relevant experience. This woman is a political appointee. And you know why this has happened? Let me tell you why. That judge didn't see a man. She didn't see a schizophrenic. She didn't see a desperately yelled person. She didn't see a mom who happened to be black, who was afraid for her own family members because DeCarlos Brown had hurt them before. She saw a statistic. She saw a black man. She saw a Democrat vote. She saw the lies of CNN that have and MSNBC that have whipped these Democrat judges, Democrat activists into a frenzy of fakeness. That's what's driving all this is the fakeness. All they can see is a person whose skin color dictates that surely they must be a victim somehow and deserve some sort of restorative justice. And it's not even real. Folks, how do we get here? Hands up, don't shoot. Biggest, one of the biggest lies told in American history around race. Michael Brown, remember him? Hands up, don't shoot. Millions of dollars of businesses burned over that. It was fake. The Justice Department, remember, eventually found out the reason that officer had to shoot Michael Brown is Michael Brown had already fired the gun at him once, had attacked him, crawled into his car, got his gun, and fired a shot in an attempt to murder him. Media didn't cover that part. No, they didn't. It wasn't until the investigation more than a year later by Obama's own Justice Department that the cop was completely exonerated, never charged. Exonerated. Hands up, don't shoot is a lie. But they still believe it. This judge still believes it. They are living in a world of delusion. And it is killing people. They are so delusional, so mentally ill, so hepped up on years of fake racial media coverage that they must be defeated. They can't even be reasoned with. They are mental patients themselves. They've done it to themselves via their media. Trayvon Martin, let's go there. That started a lot of this. Thank you, Pam Bondi. She did this. What were we told? Just a nice black boy trying to get Skittles when he was viciously hunted down by Trayvon Martin and shot for no apparent reason. The details of that case were kept a state secret for almost 2 years, and we would not learn until the trial, after they had poisoned the minds of an entire generation with fake racism, that they were being hunted. Do you know where Trayvon Martin was when he shot? I mean, sir, do you know where Trayvon Martin was when he was shot? He was on top of Zimmerman. With his head, his hands on the side of his head, smashing the back of it again and again into the concrete. There's a bloody spot on the back of his head. They showed the picture in court. He was having his brains bashed in by the sweet, nice black boy buying Skittles and minding his business. Trayvon Martin was on top of him, smashing his head into the concrete again and again. It is a wonder that Zimmerman did not execute him before he did. By the way, again, that was Pam Bondi's prosecution. They lied to keep it going for years. I don't know why she did it. Help Obama, I guess. Keep her job, I don't know. Florida was purple then. That's not to say Pam Bondi's been an amazing attorney general. I'm shocked she could be both people, but she is. She's winning again and again and again in court, so I got no problem with her now. But these are the lies this is built on. And so once you see this black man standing in front of you in your court, all you can think is he's a victim. No, he needed your help. He needed to be put in an insane asylum. He needed to be locked up any way he could be. But this judge couldn't see it. And despite being told he was a schizophrenic, made him sign a promise he'd come back to court. You can't reason with a schizophrenic. I mean, this is a guy, again, what was the phone call? He had called 911 because he thought someone installed a machine in his head and he wanted the police to investigate and figure out how to get it out. And this idiot judge thinks, oh, well, I'll have him sign a piece of paper saying he'll come to court. He's likely to think you put the machine in his head a month from now. This is Democrats, y'all. It's Democrats. We can't live this way. We can't.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we've got two paths. One is the Mamdani path, the socialism path, where you'll never be allowed to feel safe again. You'll be disarmed while they open the floodgates of crime. Folks, I open this show with the story that I'm going to hammer today. Because the world, folks, this idea of let the criminals out, let them terrorize the people, take the people's arms, let them live in fear. It is a classic communist tactic. Absolutely classic. In fact, the government co-opts the criminals, as was done in Venezuela, which is the model I think the left is following. In Venezuela, the guns were confiscated for the people's safety, crime and all. Less than 3 years later, they were redistributed to people loyal to the party. Who were those people? Cartel de los Solos and their foot soldiers, Tren de Aragua. And so when Maduro only won 30% of the vote, according to the UN, he was able to stay in office no problem because Tren de Aragua thugs would simply ride by on a motorcycle and shoot you in the head if you were protesting. This is the model the Democrats are pursuing. This is why they do not care if criminals are on the streets. Also, it is an old communist tactic, an old Soviet tactic to let the criminals out. People live in so much fear just trying to get from point A to point B, get food, survive, that they don't have time to go after the political class. It's a tactic. And you're seeing it in the UK this morning, okay? When you look at Irina Zarakuska on that train murdered, that's only the beginning. Oh, no, that's easy peasy stuff compared to what they got planned for you. The level of terror they want you to live in. Terror delivered by their voters. You know what it looks like? It's already happening in the UK, folks. This is the same left-wing movement worldwide. They're just much further down the road there. Remember the 7/7 bombing in the UK? 56 people dead. The terrorist who did it, who's only 50, Haroon Aswad, 56 people dead. Served 20 years in a U.S. prison on some charges here. Was extradited to the UK in 2022, where they put him in a mental hospital. They just let him out. He didn't even do 6 months for each dead person. He's out. This is a guy who helped found an Al-Qaeda terror training camp before he went to England on his murder spree. He's out. Got a gun to protect yourself? It's how it was intended. They don't have one. This is how they will have you live. He is a preferred voter, the highest voter class there is in the UK. The judge was told Aswat still poses a risk to the public. It's according to the people at the mental hospital. Still retains his radical ideology. Oh, and he's schizophrenic too. So his mental illness, they say, exacerbates his religious extremism. Was that any kind of impediment for him getting out? No, it wasn't. He's out. People are going to die, folks. They don't care. They don't care. They want you to be afraid to show up at a protest of the ruling Socialist Party and Keir Starmer with the Nazi-sounding name. They want you to be afraid because, you know, this guy might go kaboom. Yeah, things you got to worry about. 25, let me just mentally, a little over 20 years ago, an Islamic terrorist blew up a bus in London. This guy's the mastermind of that. Murdered 56 people. The man behind the attacks, Haroon Rashid Aswat, is now being released. A mass murderer walking free on the streets of London while British moms sit in jail for social media posts. I guarantee, you know what's coming next? I'm going to do this story. I don't know how many weeks it's going to be. Someone's going to lose it online. They're going to lose it on X, the only place the British people have left where they can say true things. And they're going to lose it on this guy. They are going to talk about his jihadism and how it is a threat to Brits. And that poster will have their home raided, as 3,000 people have before them, and they will be walked away in handcuffs. Wait for it. It is only I'm telling you, there are people who are going to do it just to get arrested. This is your future if you don't fight. If you don't grasp what I've been trying to tell you for years. If I get one more text, I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, I don't care if Elon Musk takes away my free speech. I'll just send letters like I used to through the mail. Who runs the mail? The Democrat Party unions. You think that your free speech little screed you're going to write is going to go through the mail? No, you go into prison with the Brits for criticizing a murderous terrorist. It's not this way here yet, but this is what they have planned. They've just gotten further in the UK. You think letting this guy, Carlos Brown Jr., who murdered that beautiful Ukrainian immigrant, you think that is bad? Oh, it is nothing compared to what they have planned. He's only on murder one. No, this guy's on murder 56. He's walking the streets of London. In saner times, the people would have ended this problem about 5 minutes after he got out, but we don't live in those times. That's what a healthy society does. They do not permit a murderer to walk the streets. That's morality. But he'll go. He'll be safe. They'll protect him. And folks, here where we have this one last precious chance, we got 3 years to stop this. Cash Patel, head of the FBI, has revealed the FBI is investigating the North Carolina train stabbing. Why? You got to get him federally. You got to get him federally or he'll go right back out the door. Why? With no bond. No bond. That's how it works. You can't trust Vi Lyles. You cannot trust, she's a Democrat mayor of Charlotte. You cannot trust Josh Stein. He is a Democrat governor. And let me tell you, folks, I know Vi Lyles. I know her very well because I was a reporter. I covered Charlotte City Council. She was the assistant city manager. The main city manager, which left me off on her all the time because she didn't want to deal with me and my questions. I was the only reporter asking questions, ergo I was a problem. I knew Vi Lyles very well. She is a radical, hardcore, doctrinaire leftist. That's who she is. This is how they operate. Get a good look at it. And folks, watch what's going on here. Watch the sleight of hand here. What Josh Stein, the governor, who, by the way, ignored this crime, said nothing about it when the left was still trying to cancel Irina Zarutska for the crime of bleeding to death in a blue city in a way that embarrasses the Democrat Party. That's her crime. They thought they had her canceled. They can't. They don't have that power anymore because we have X. And every day that we have X is a day we are freer. And you know what this fool writes? He says that he wants more funding for well-trained police. You know what he doesn't say? He doesn't want any reform of the criminal justice system that let this guy out. Why? So the next one will go out the door and vote for him too. Josh Stein was the Attorney General of North Carolina for 7 years of this guy's crime spree, DeCarlos Brown Jr.'s crime spree. The top cop in the state. And none of those suspended sentences that should have been enforced were enforced. He should still be in prison. So notice what Governor Stein, Democrat in good standing, is not offering to do. Fix the system that created DeCarlos Brown. And he says, well, we need more cops. No, you don't. No, you don't. They did their job. They arrested him 14 times. Would they arrest him 15 more? They're not going to do anything if you keep letting him out, sir. So even a watch the sleight of hand, watch it there. He is not going to fix the criminal justice system that churns Democrat voting criminals out on the street. He's not going to do it. And that is all you need to know about who they are. And they will only get worse if they succeed. The wholly owned subsidiaries of the pharmaceutical industry passing themselves off as U.S. senators, some with like Elizabeth Warren, over $800,000 worth of donations from big pharmaceutical companies, went wild last week on RFK. He's not doing science. Shame. Resign. If you watched, it was a little confusing. Maybe you didn't have the background, understand that their problem with RFK Jr. is that he is doing science. A lot of science. Why might they have been screaming so loudly as they were? This. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, which is under RFK's purview, they answer to him, The FDA is conducting an intense investigation of child deaths following the COVID shot. Ooh, that's what's got them all worked up. Well, how many child deaths are we talking about? The investigation being undertaken by the FDA will use data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. VAERS was created by Congress over 30 years ago to track vaccines. It is the gold standard for vaccine research. I know. I won an Associated Press Reporting Award for a series I did on the flu vaccine. I used VAERS. Everybody did. Until the last couple of years when we were told, just ignore what's in VAERS. Why? Because what's in VAERS? 202 child deaths from the COVID vaccine. Ooh. What? VAERS data, as of August 29th, again, government-funded, government-created vaccine early warning system. It's working. 202, not deaths, child deaths. Children 17 and younger, following COVID-19 vaccination. But some suspect the number is much higher. Who's doing this investigation again? RFK Jr. ordered it. Sounds like science to me. Now, wait a minute. There's something you should know about VAERS. Not all cases of deaths or injuries from vaccines are reported to VAERS. It usually is between 1 and 10%. I tend to think if it's kids, the odds it would have been reported are a lot higher because it's very noticeable when a child dies, not as noticeable when a man who's, say, 57 drops dead of a heart attack after taking the COVID vaccine. Was it the vaccine or was it just, you know, he's a little tubby? As many men that age are, who knows? This is a problem for the vaccine industry. The FDA is conducting an intense investigation of the deaths of young, healthy children following the COVID-19 vaccine. Folks, let's go on a high end. Let's be optimistic. Only 10% of child deaths from the COVID vaccine are reported to VAERS. That's 2,000 dead kids over 4 years. That's the science RFK is conducting, and that is why the wholly owned subsidiary senators of the pharmaceutical industry went wild on him. I hope Trump will back him to hell and back to get the answer here, because we need it, and we should never be afraid of science. Never.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.